If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
That God has demonstrated through all of his creation that he made it all at his command, not out of chance, the visible out of him. Only the ignorant and irrational could honestly deny the existence of God.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, so many things we do, so much of our lives is tied up with putting our trust in something. We lie down in our bed and trust that it won't collapse on us. We get up and put our feet on a trust in the stability of the floor. We trust that the woven threads of our clothing, the buttons, the hooks, the zippers will hold up and not embarrassingly leave us naked out in the world. We trust the breakfast food we put in our bodies won't poison us, and the water coming from our faucet is not filled with germs. We trust that when we walk out into our driveway, we won't go flying off into space because gravity is keeping us in place. And on and on we could go, because our whole lives are built upon a foundation of trust. We certainly could counter each and every example with instances when the bed, the bench, the chair, the table, the floor, the house collapsed. And all of us have had those embarrassing moments when a zipper broke or our pants split. And in the beginning of our country, and still today in many places around the world, drinking water, food, and medicine is not so trustworthy. But we prove our trust. We test our faith, whether it's with things, events, or people. That's what we're talking about today on Wings of the Morning. Right now, listen to Love and the Outcome sing "The God I Know."
To wear on a Sunday, all about perfection, black and white, wrong or right, never great. Well, I'd never make it, I'd never be good enough. I'd try to walk the line, pray that I find something that I knew was real. Began to realize the harder I tried, the colder I'd start to feel. Until the moment, the second I met your love, and then I threw my head.
I came alive when I let go. All I had was a broken.
the Bible, in the letter written to the Hebrews, it says in chapter 11, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead." By faith, by trust, we do all those things I mentioned before, and millions more. But when it comes to God, so much of our world wants to say that we are really saying, not by faith, but by wish, and that they have no faith and no trust. It's shocking, but apparently not too shocking, when a prominent mainstream political party wants to take all references to God from their party platforms. And of course, colleges, universities, and even public schools try to dispense with the same. Of course, the response from those God deniers is that everyday life is not about faith, but proof. And God is not about proof, but wishing. Yet here is what the writer of Hebrews says. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. I like the way a different translation, the Weymouth translation, puts it. Now, faith is a well-grounded assurance of that for which we hope. We don't know. We cannot know almost anything in this world except that we test it. And test it again and again. The child who at first looks at the spoon in front of their face filled with delicious applesauce turns her head, refusing to try until she sees Mom taste it herself and sees the one she trusts it to be good. And then she finally follows her lead. The first soldier, gingerly crossing a minefield, is followed only as his steps result in no death, and the ones behind trust his prince to follow in line. Well grounded, because faith is that which is hoped for, is being proved. We are sure not because we have a leap into the dark or somehow created something ourselves out of our irrational thoughts, but because that for which we are hoping, goodness, not evil, truth, not lies, promises kept and not betrayals, God and eternity, not nothingness, is ground by ground, light by light, promise by promise, goodness by goodness, in spite of all the evil, being substantiated. And then he says, listen what he says, "and certain of what we do not see." So let me tell you, this saying in the Greek says something like this, that it's a proof, not just being certain, but it's a proof that by which a thing is being tested. So the Apostle Paul tells Timothy that Scripture tests and proves our actions to demonstrate the presence of sin or of righteousness. And so here, our faith tests and proves, makes us certain, or rather gives us the step-by-step of providing our certitude. These amazing explanations of faith are the very essence of true science. Think about that. And so when he goes on to say, that is the writer to the Hebrews, to our generation, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. We understand, if we keep our minds open, that God has demonstrated through all of his creation that he made it all at his command, not out of chance. The visible out of him. Only the ignorant and irrational could honestly deny the existence of God and the evidential demonstration of his work in creation. So then, why, when Adam's and Eve's son Cain knew with such certitude the God who created the world, his parents, and him, did he turn away from this demonstration of love to murder his brother Abel? One word answers that question: sin. That infection that started when his parents disobeyed God and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when they gave in to the temptation to try to be equal to God, now found growth again, and to utter devastation in Cain, to destroy his faith and turn it to denial. But this denial of God was not more nor less than just prideful self-deception, attempting to overlord God rather than to submit to God's lordship. My friend, God demonstrated his presence for all of us, all around us, and it should not be difficult to believe in him if you would just put aside your sinful, selfish pride. But God also demonstrated his love for you and me when Christ came to die for you to take away that sin that keeps you from this wonderful faith. You could pray with me and receive his gift right now. Why don't you do that? Pray, "Dear Jesus, I have been prideful and selfish. Please give me faith to believe in you and believe that you died to save me. Come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. You can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. sundaybreakfastmission.org. Send me a note. Tell me about yourself. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.